Afternoon's bulletin. Ghana's telecom sector contributes over 9.8 billion cedis in taxes in 2023, and consolidated Bank Ghana target full restoration of foreign exchange services after expiration of suspension period by next month. Later in this bulletin on food chain today, we bring you a report on how the consumption of catfish has witnessed an increase at restaurants and eateries. I'll be doing this and some other stories in the next 10 minutes. Stay tuned. The Joy Business Report is brought to you by Ecobank, A Better Way, A Better Africa, and Imperial General Assurance Solid Protection. I am James Ishan. Let's settle for the details. First of the Ghana Chamber of Telecommunications has revealed that telecom companies in the country contributed more than 9.8 billion cedis in taxes and other payments in 2023. This represents about 30% increase compared to 6 billion paid in 2022. Speaking at the launch of the Transparency Initiative report, Chief Executive Office of the Ghana Chamber of Telecommunications, Dr. Kenneth Ashigbe, emphasized the industry's commitment to driving economic growth.
So now the total tax itself. So if you put together all the taxes that we bear, the ones that we collect from for government and other remittances that we make to government and other government agencies, the total is 9.8 billion. That's what we paid in 2023. And this contribution forms approximately 7.4% of government's total revenue less grants. And it's made up of 1.7 billion for CIT. So the profits that were made, that we pay taxes on, and that is a progressive tax. After the person has made a profit, if you tax, that's good. Then you look at the issues of VAT. VAT, 1.4 billion, it climbed up. And one of the challenges was the issues of the depreciation of the CD.
Dr. Kenneth Achibe is the Chief Executive Officer of the Ghana Chamber of Telecommunications. Now to the banking sector. Consolidated Bank Ghana has revealed that it is working to restore full foreign exchange services to the public after expiration of a suspension period imposed by the Bank of Ghana. It's coming after the Bank of Ghana disclosed to Joy Business that the regulatory actions is likely to be reviewed after December 26, 2024. George Riafe has the rest of the story.
Consolidated Bank Ghana, in the statement issued today, noted that it has taken notice of the concerns raised by the Bank of Ghana and is therefore working to deal with them. The bank argues that these issues can be swiftly resolved. Therefore, they are committed to working with the regulator when it comes to dealing with all the concerns raised. Consolidated Bank Ghana also took the opportunity to assure the public about the fact that it is committed to managing the highest standards of operational compliance across all areas of its business. The action will lead to customers being affected badly when it comes to getting foreign exchange services from the bank. Therefore, Consolidated Bank Ghana also apologized to them, arguing that measures have been instituted to avert such action from the regulator in the future.
And that was George Riafi there. Now to some other stories. The Customs Division of the Ghana Revenue Authority has certified some businesses operating at the port to be authorized economic operators. There's a concept adopted by the World Customs Union to identify key business partners in various countries to enhance security and collaboration among industry players. Speaking to Joy Business after a short ceremony to award the certificate, Commissioner of Customs Brigadier General Zibrima Yorogo said this will boost their operations.
Economic operators. It is captured in our law. It's also captured convention, captured, that is, World Customs Organization, well captured. So it means that once we have companies being certified, they give us much of the information about their companies, I mean their privacy. It also is the facilitation of trade by way of faster clearance. And the other aspect is revenue, the certainty. If you look at the data, the certainty in terms of revenue mobilization. Other countries, like we've been told, have about 100 and something. When you have 100 and something companies with who are authorized economic operators, certified, it means that your revenue is certain. That is the greatest asset. So the future of customs is with this concept of
Brigadier General Zibrim Ayorogo is the Commissioner of Customs at the Ghana Revenue Authority. Now, Deputy Minister of Finance Dr. Stephen Amoah says entrepreneurship is one of the surest ways to solve the country's unemployment challenges. Dr. Amoah argued that there is currently limited space in the corporate and government sectors, a situation that calls for the grooming of entrepreneurs. He spoke to Joy Business at the annual Regional Network Conference for Enterprise Development and Employment Promotion.
And it is centered around four key strategic and operational
areas. The giant economies in the world are now adhering to or giving precedence to entrepreneurship. And so activities such as prevailing today must be taken very serious and critical. And I was also encouraging Ghanaian, putting hope back in them that the economy has started doing well. COVID, post-COVID, we grew about 0.4. Inflation went to about 54.1. But now we are growing over 5%. Inflation has come as low as about 20%. And a lot of good things are happening. And almost all the giant economies in the world are now adhering to or giving precedence to entrepreneurship.
Dr. Stephen Amoah is the Deputy Minister of Finance. Now, former Finance Minister Setekwe has urged government to exercise caution with projections from development partners on Ghana's economic recovery process. According to him, the threat to the projections are evident, hence the need to address them head on. His advice follows the country's development partners all projecting that the economy is going to recover strongly from next year. Setekwe spoke to Joy Business.
The global economy itself is seeing some recovery within contexts of which Ghana, you know, operates. Let me also state that if we recall the support for the ECF program from both the fund, you know, and the bank, you know, were actually front loaded, you know, with a view to stopping the deterioration from both budget deficits and high budget deficits, deficit financing, and ultimately the defaults in which we found ourselves.
And that was former Finance Minister Setekwe there speaking. Now on agriculture, the Ministry of Food and Agriculture secured a $227 million credit from the World Bank to undertake the Ghana Tree Crop Diversification Project aimed at improving the tree crop sector. According to the Minister of Food and Agriculture, Brian Ichampon, the project will enhance the capacity of stakeholders in the tree crop sector and enhance their competitiveness.
And it is centered around four key strategic and operational areas. The first one is research. The second one is the production and value chain support, including commercialization. The third one is capacity building. And the fourth one is licensing and regulation. The government has secured a $200 million credit from the International Development Association of the World Bank Group to finance a six-year initiative called the Ghana Tree Crop Diversification Project.
Brian Ichampon is the Minister of Food and Agriculture. And on food chain today, consumption of catfish has increased over the years, with many restaurants and homes increasing demand for the fish. On today's edition of Food Chain, Joy Business' Jesse Eira Magbakpo explores catfish farming and some challenges associated with the sector, of the CEO of Catfish Village, Julia Frimpon Manso.
Catfish and tilapia are the common fishes that many fish farmers breed for commercial purposes. In recent times, consumption of catfish saw an increase. Today on Food Chain, we visit a teacher who is also a passionate catfish farmer with a 70,000 capacity catfish farm in Accra. Julia Frimpong Mansu is the chief executive of Catfish Village and tells the story of how this business, which serves individuals and restaurants, began.
The thought of adding another income to my salary was going to farming. And why catfish farming? Before I started with the catfish farming, I contacted one officer at the fisheries department. So he's the one who gave us the chance to study both catfish and tilapia. But looking at catfish is much better to work with than tilapia. Tilapia is very fragile. The catfish is a thermoaquatic. That means they can both live in the mud and they can also live in what? The fresh water. So catfish was preferable good to me.
According to her, high cost of fish feed on the market begged the desire to find an alternative source of feed for the fishes through maggot production.
We feed them with the pellet of fish feed, and also we also feed them with maggots. That setup is a soldier fly setup. And with the soldier fly, they lay eggs, the larval legs, which produces maggots. And with the maggots, we seal them up, build them up, and add it up to their feed.
But just like other fish farmers, Julia cites marketing as a major challenge due to how she struggles to sell the fish sometimes.
Marketing is very, very difficult. marketing is very, very difficult. If you don't have a good market, or you're not accessible to market, your fish will be more than 6 months, getting to 8 months. You don't have any buyers. It might put you off to stop the farming. So our main challenge is marketing. It's the marketing structure for us. And you see, most of the time, people don't think about how you have invested into the fish from fingerling to this stage. So you can just imagine, for one pond alone, for let's say for a whole month, I have to spend about 22,000 Ghana for one pond alone. And as they are growing, some are dying. That is to my disadvantage. And when they come and give them a price, like say a kilo for 40 cedis, they think it's expensive.
While catfish is not considered a fatty fish, it is still a good source of omega-3 fatty acids and vitamin B12, hence the need for a further increase in consumption. That's it for today's edition of Food Chain.
The full episode of Food Chain will be aired on Saturday at 6 p.m. on the Joy in News channel. Next, in today's episode of Entrepreneur in You, Head of Corporate Banking at JCB Bank, Linus Kumi, continues on the topic, starting small.
Entrepreneurship doesn't mean that you need to be like a despite or be like Richard Branson before you see yourself as an entrepreneur. You can start small. It's a gentleman that provides us with orange juice in Accra. He goes to office. He starts from 7 a.m. By 10 a.m., he's done. He supplies about 5 banks. He produces this juice in his garage. He has one simple machine, a juicer. He buys pineapple, he buys orange, he buys ginger. He knows that most bankers don't have the time going to look for meat pie and juice, etc. No. So he identified the need. Every morning when I get to my office and I don't see it, can you get me the juice? It started as 5 cedis. Now it's 25 Ghana cedis per bottle. That is entrepreneurship. And you don't need to have a master's degree. You don't need to be out of school to start that. If you Google his name, he comes up as Juicy Guy from bank to bank. We did a program and I've bought him a van that has a cooler at the back. Today, he's graduated from Ice Chess. So you don't need to make it fanciful to call it entrepreneurship.
Brought to you by Africa School of Entrepreneurship and supported by GCB Bank, your bank for life.
Follow the Entrepreneur in You series right here on Mondays and Thursdays on RTV, radio and social media. And that's the end of the Joy Business Report, brought to you by EcoBank, a better way, a better Africa, and Imperial General Assurance Solid Protection. I am James Eshen. Now, before we go, everyday people face different emergencies. Police emergency, fire emergency, medical emergency, you name it. But many Ghanaians don't know their emergency numbers. Well, here is one you'd want to remember, *770#. Yes, *770# is the new EcoBank money emergency number. *770# gives you instant access to loans, fund transfers, utility bill payments, airtime and data purchases, and so much more. You don't need internet for this, just dial *770#. No need to panic in any money emergency situation. EcoBank will always come to your rescue. Dial *770# now for solutions to your money emergencies. EcoBank, the Pan-African Bank. Ignition is next. Good afternoon.
Apple, not come, Echo Bank Apple.